Welcome to Power Coach Radio with your hosts, Power Coaches Nick Dillon and Benicia Ponder. Each week, the Power Coaches bring you the best in inspiration, motivation, and empowerment to equip you to live your best life now. Get ready to believe in your highest potential, discover exciting new opportunities, and prosper beyond your wildest dreams. Here are your hosts, Nick Dillon and Benicia Ponder.
Well, good afternoon and happy Friday to everybody. Welcome to Power Coach Radio. I am one of your hosts, Nick the Belief Coach Dillon, and I am certainly joined by the lovely Miss Benicia Unstoppable Ponder. Welcome to the show, Miss B.
Happy Friday, Nick. How's it going?
It is going absolutely fantastic. We are off to a, I guess you can call it a transitioning summer where our weather has gotten consistent and we're pretty much into the 60s, between 60s and 80s. So I'm kind of enjoying that and relishing in the moment. So, yes, it's a good.
That's some nice weather. It's so much better than the below zeros and the freezing temperatures, huh?
You got that right. We don't even want to even talk about that.
So good, good, good. What do we have up for our show today?
What we are doing today is, and again, if you're tuning in, you're tuning into Power Coach Radio. And for those of you who are calling in or listening via online, I'm going to give you some information to either share with friends, relatives, family, so on and so forth, is our call-in number for the show is 347-850-1726. Again, that's 347-850-1726. You can call in if you have a question, comment, or concern where we can have some conversation and dialogue live on air. You can certainly feel free to do that. You can reach us also online by simply going to blogtalkradio.com/powercoachradio. It'll take you right to our site on Blog Talk, and you can actually listen live. Just cut your speakers on, and you can hear us live. You'll see the on-air symbol right on the site. Outside of the show, you can go to powercoachradio.com and listen to our archived shows for this entire season. I can't believe that we've actually gotten to a complete season starting in January, Benicia. That is amazing.
Awesome. Yes, definitely. We have been putting in some work here, but it always feels so enjoyable every Friday. I love it. I love this hour that we spend. So it doesn't feel like it's been 5 months already, but it really has been.
Yes, you're right. It's been 5 months and approximately, I believe it may be 25 or 26 shows.
Okay.
So yeah. This is I think this is a good. You know, stretch for us and good opportunity for us. And I think what's been really good this whole season is that we've had some great guests. We've had an opportunity to certainly have some awesome dialogue online as well as give some great advice. So the show for today is really going to be about, you know, talking to a few folks who should be calling in for our Power Coach Moment questions. And we're also going to hear from Troy, our relationship guru, who's going to actually still be we had this whole month theme, for those of you who are listening in, is that it's we spent this entire month, five Fridays, in fact, getting you unstuck. So we've talked about everything from business stuck, personal stuck, relationship stuck, and even career stuck the entire month. And so we've had an opportunity to give a lot of advice around that topic. And what Troy's going to segue us into is now that we're going into the summer and we've talked and he's given us some great advice about getting unstuck, he's going to give us some tips on how we can keep the summer relationships hot and sizzling. So I can't wait to hear his advice around that. So that's kind of our game plan for today, Miss B. How has your week been going, and what do you have planned for the summer?
Well, you know, this week was a shorter week because of Memorial Day. So this week has been pretty awesome. Had a lot of time to spend with the family, and my daughter and my nephew are here at the house all day. So I've been mommy and auntie and all the other kind of good stuff, making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, cooking three times a day now. But it's been absolutely amazing getting in a little bit of work here and there, but mostly it's been family time. So, you know, summer is in full swing for me, and this is a slower period of time just getting things together, but everything is enjoyable. How about you? How have things been with you this week? I know you are probably still on a high from your Think and Believe Live event.
Yes, I am still on a super high from last week, and I think this is going to take me into the summer. I can tell you that we are going to be having an encore presentation, and that encore presentation of Think and Believe Live will be in the fall. So if you're tuning in, tune in to our fall episodes for more detail. But, yeah, we're going to do it again this fall for a final or premiere or encore, whatever you want to call it, episode and presentation of Think and Believe Live 2014. Excellent empowerment, motivational event. Our theme this year was through believing we transform and we find our purpose. And we still continue to get some great feedback. I have seen a lot of feedback on social media, and I've got phone calls and things of that nature around the event itself. And hopefully as we plan into 2015, we are able to get a few of our corporate sponsors on as well. So it should be a very engaging event, and, you know, I keep the vision big, so I'm already thinking bigger and better for 2015. So, but I know someone has something big happening this fall that we actually both get to participate in. Why don't you just put a little nugget out there for the listening audience?
Oh, wow. Yes, yes, October. October 31st through November 3rd, we are actually having our first annual retreat cruise. The Unstoppable You Revolution and Power Coach Radio is actually teaming up, and we are having a three-night Bahamas cruise from Miami, and we're talking about living your life without limits. I am so excited about this. Nick and I are going to team up and do some powerful coaching on the cruise. We're going to have lots of fun and excitement, and this is something you don't want to miss. So if you are at all interested to get more details, go over to unstoppableyourevolution.com, and you is spelled out Y-O-U, so unstoppableyourevolution.com, and you'll find all of the details there about the cruise. We do have an early bird special where you get to save $50, or if you are bringing a friend with you, you get to save $200. So go over and check all of that information out. We would love to have you join us in October, and you'll be hearing a little bit more about that probably through our Facebook page this summer and other forms of social media. So definitely make sure that you stick with us this summer in social media. Our Power Coach Radio Facebook page is always abuzz with information and tips and inspiration, and that's how you'll keep up with us. But, yeah, Nick, I'm excited about this. This is going to be an awesome time in October.
I think so. I think it will. I think it's going to be great to – it'll be my first cruise. I've never been on a cruise, so it'll be my very first cruise to go on. So I'm glad that it's kind of a short one, and that way if I got something getting used to, I can do that. I think it'll be great, amazing.
It is going to be, definitely so. So, again, go over to unstoppableyourevolution.com and check out all of those details because you don't want to miss it. Try to see if Troy will come and join us maybe. He'll come and do some relationship stuff.
That would be great.
That would be awesome if he and his wife could come and share with us. We will have to talk to him and see if we can twist his arm to come and join us and do some relationship coaching on the cruise.
That'll be a great we'll put him on the spot when we get him live on the air here.
Oh, yeah, that'll be awesome.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is why don't we do this? We're going to bring on air. We're transitioning into a phase of the show that both Benicia and I love to participate in, and this is our Power Coach Moment. And the Power Coach Moment, for those of you who are listening in, gives the listening audience an opportunity to call in and ask a life coaching, career coaching, business, relationship question live on air, and then we have an opportunity to give them the best answer we can give them as experts in the field of empowerment and self-help. And so for those of you who are listening in today, we're taking your calls actually throughout the show. So certainly feel free to call in, and we will be bringing you live on air to ask your question. You can call into the show again with the telephone number 347-850-1726. Again, that's 347-850-1726. And what we're going to do right now is we are going to take our first caller, and this is caller coming from the 414 area code with the last four digits of 6637. And, caller, you are live on air, and we'd just like for you to state your name and where you're calling from and give us your Power Coach Moment question.
Hello. My name is Venice McGee, and I'm very excited for the opportunity to be able to ask my questions live. So thank you both for this opportunity today. I am calling from the Milwaukee area.
Great.
And, yes. My question is kind of twofold. First of all, how do you balance when you are an entrepreneur and you still have to work? You can't fully go into your dream job or, you know, owning your own business because you don't have the finances to do that yet. So how do you balance, like, trying to be an entrepreneur and still maintaining your job, you know, at a high level? That's my first question. And then also my second question, if that's okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, you're good. Keep going.
Okay. My second question would be, when you have a dream and you want to grow, you have to be able to trust other people with your dream because you can't do everything on your own. And so how would I or how would one get comfortable enough to be able to share their dreams and their goals with someone else and trust them with that, if that makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, both questions make good sense.
Yeah. Okay.
Miss B, I'm gonna let you tackle it, and then I have a word for Miss Lanice, so go ahead.
All right. So let's look at that first question and think about how do you balance your full-time job with your dream job, so to speak. And, you know, it's something that I've had to do, Nick has had to do. And at some point, most entrepreneurs are in this place of, I have my dream and I have this other job that I have to do. And so one of the things that really helps is to definitely have some time management skills, of course. Set some realistic goals for yourself about what you can actually do in your business. You're not going to be able to definitely work as long or as hard as you want to because you do have this other job. But just have some time management structure around that. Do you have an idea for when you want to go full-time, or is there a level of income that you have to have from your business before you can transition to a full-time in your business?
Yes, right now, I mean, it's really just it's startup. It's at the very early stages, so I'm not even anywhere in a financial situation where I can transition at all at this point. But, I mean, I have a five-year plan to hopefully be you know, transition full-time into what I love to do. And I do, honestly, I try to incorporate some of my skills into my other full-time job because that makes it more enjoyable. But it sometimes becomes a very difficult balance for me. And then you still have everything else. I mean, you have family, you have everything else going on outside of, and when you are an entrepreneur and you know this, that is full time. I mean, it's like all of your time you have to invest into it because it's yours and you believe in it. So it takes a lot of your time when you're starting from the beginning to do that.
Right. So what's your biggest challenge that you're facing right now in this whole balancing act?
It's more work than there is hours. So it's so much to do, and it is like never enough time. And then I don't want to be tired, you know. I don't want to feel worn out. But then I'm like, is that normal? Is that just part of the process?
Well, that's part of the process.
To a certain extent, it is part of the process. Now, I'm going to tell you something that I did that's, you know, from me, and maybe you can glean some lessons from this. Because I think that a lot of times we get to a place where we're trying to do too much. We have to have some realistic balance here. Now, you have to think about what is the most important thing for you. For me, it was I have to get to my business because I don't want to do this full-time job anymore. I have to get to a point where my business is going to be able to sustain me. And so I had to look at, okay, what are my goals in this? How can I quickly get to that income level that I need? And it, for me, came to a point where I had to do some of the things that you were addressing in your second question. I had to get some help to help me to grow my business so that I can grow it faster. Now, that help for me came in the form of a coach and a mentor to help me to figure out, okay, what are some of the things I'm missing as a startup in this industry that I can navigate through so I won't have to keep bumping my head or have to go through that whole learning process. So to balance out your first and your second question, what I'm going to encourage you to do is to get a coach, get a mentor, can help you to think about your business and look at some of the processes that you have to see how you can be more efficient and effective in those processes to maybe shorten that time frame, that five-year plan, maybe bring it down to a year or two, and then come up with some realistic goals about moving you forward. You know, as Nick and I both have just said, it is part of the process. When you are juggling two things, you have to realize that, no, you know, we all only have 24 hours in the day. You're not going to get any more hours. You have to be just that much more prioritized when it comes to your time frame. Nick, I know you have some great things to say about this. What's your advice here?
First of all, kudos for having the entrepreneur mindset. And I heard the word vision, and I heard the word, you know, my life's dream and goals, and those are just almost music to both myself and Benicia's ears when we hear individuals who have at least decided for themselves and you know my word, believe, and really believe that, you know, there's greater for them. And so kudos to that. When you're talking about the whole balance thing and certainly being able to make that happen, when you start to walk in the path of your entrepreneurial spirit and really cultivating that other seed that's there that ultimately will need to be birthed, is you have to do the pencil and paper exercise that allows you to still be performing on your job.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have to find that same energy to put into your entrepreneur job, even if the hours are a little less than what you would be doing, well, in this case, a whole lot less than what you would be doing on your full-time job. That may be you do a little bit each weekend to plan, or each evening to plan for something that might be coming up or something that you do on the weekend, something so that I come from the mindset, I want you to always feel like it's happening. I want you to always feel through the process that you're doing something. I don't care if you're sitting down. I love that you said you had a five-year plan. That's phenomenal. But even if it's, okay, this month in my five-year plan, I'm going to work on X. Next month, I'm going to work on X. I'm just going to start subtly networking and just passing out some business cards, and I'm going to spend the next 3 months just getting my name out in the space. Start to work on those things that don't require you to physically be there. Things like web design, things like business planning, things like networking, and maybe, I don't know what the ultimate business is, but networking, formulating, you know, concepts and ideas, working with somebody to put together a website for you so you have an online presence and start to get some followers in the space. If it's things that you're developing, start to put some samples or things like that so that you can ultimately show or be able to showcase your work and what it is that you do as your own business. Those things that still require energy and effort, and you get full satisfaction and fulfillment along the way to see it start to come into fruition.
Okay.
And as far as the dream, I'm real big on this. When as part of your dream, and you probably, if you haven't heard, Benicia and I talk about it a lot on our radio show here, is collaboration. Collaboration means that we have to share sometimes the vision and even the dream.
Mm-hmm.
And that means we have to trust people with that. And what I have learned in this journey that I have been on in my profession is that you can share the dream because the dream is your dream.
Mm-hmm.
No one is ever going to be able to do it like you dreamed it.
Wow.
And as you work in that space and you cultivate it and you put it together, God gave you the dream for you.
Mm-hmm.
And as you make that manifest, you can share with everybody, you know, certainly within reason that you want to really help you through the process. I'm just using that as a generalization. But no matter who you share it with, it will never be like it was given to you. And so I often say, it's good. I'm glad you're even thinking about, you know what, I need some people to help me with this. I need to be able to share this dream and get some collaboration involved so that we can make this manifest itself. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a positive approach in terms of business. And you can kind of sort of, I've learned this also in business, be able to discern who you can share and who you can't share. And a lot of times is you can give the global message to find out where trust is. Give the global concept of the vision and dream without giving away the actual true source of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or all the intrinsic details that make it up. And so that will allow you to at least start to move in the space. And you mess around and get a business partner, now you're cooking with gas, because a lot of the things that you can't be available on hand to do, you might find a business partner who is not working but's looking to really support you in what you're doing and has full time every day to be able to delve deep into the engagement.
Yeah.
So as things start to work through for you, you know, still have those realistic goals and remember those little incremental steps matter. You know, it isn't the dream doesn't go away as long as you're still pecking at it. The vision doesn't go away as long as you're implementing something into it, even if it's nothing but writing it out so that it continues to stay visualized until it actually happens. So I would say definitely keep pushing. Stay positive, stay focused, and continue to believe beyond your vision and really push yourself. And definitely know that you're going to stay unstoppable in the process. You know, it's about making it happen. And since you're in Milwaukee and Benicia said you need to reach out to a coach, you need to reach out to a coach.
Yeah. I mean, this has really been so valuable to me, the information that you both shared and get some insight. And then it's kind of like I can breathe. It's like a sense of relief, you know what I mean, just to hear that and get that feedback and that insight. And I feel relief. That's the word that just first comes to mind. So I am very grateful for the information that you shared with me today, and I thank you for being very straightforward with it also.
You're welcome. That's what we're here for. This is what we do each week. And we thank you so much for engaging us this afternoon and certainly sharing your question. And definitely, you can do it. It's just strategically keeping the process going, I went to Barnes & Noble, and I have a hardcover notebook. It's a hardcover book that I keep with me pretty much everywhere I go. I have a little backpack and a folder, and I keep it with me everywhere I go. And that book is for all of my dreams, my visions, and my plan, because I never know who I might be sitting by on a plane or in a meeting. And just by our conversation, I come to find out that they're in the same space I'm in, and next thing you know, we're talking about collaboration. And to refresh my memory, I whip out that book, and I'm able to speak from a vision or a dream that maybe is 2 years old. And it just resonates in me that right now was the time that I needed to share it with somebody, because it's time for the dream to come to life.
Wow.
And so definitely put that stuff down and start writing it down. If you got it in your mind right now, get a notebook and start laying out the plan. You got that 5-year plan? Lay it out, outline it, because part of collaboration and part of trusting and sharing is you open that up to show somebody, the first thing they're probably going to say is, wow, this is somebody that's serious.
Mm-hmm.
This is somebody that has thought this through, and I want to be a part of it. I want to support it, so on and so forth. This could be totally amazing. And just moving from the space of trust, because trust is just a soft word that I call fear.
Mm-hmm.
Fear of sharing, fear of trusting. And, you know, I believe that if it's a positive vision and dream, then it is going to happen, so it's okay to go ahead on and push outside that comfort zone and make it happen. And just the trust means that the trust comes from you to say, hey, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to make it happen.
Wow. That was powerful. Thank you. Ooh, y'all made my evening. I'm going to get my book now.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And let me also recommend another resource. Dave Ramsey has a book called Entree Leadership, and it's all about how do you balance that entrepreneurship with the leadership piece of it. And he talks.
I'm sorry, you said Dave Ramsey? Dave Ramsey?
If you've heard of Financial Peace University or the Total Money Makeover, the same guy who wrote the book also has a book called Entree Leadership. And I recommend that book for entrepreneurs, especially when you're talking about bringing on team members or business partners or anything like that. That's an excellent resource for you to think about. So while you're at Barnes & Noble picking up your journal, go over and get that book as well, because it's an excellent resource for entrepreneurs.
Well, thank you. I hit the gold mine today. I'm excited. I feel rich with knowledge. So thank
you. There you go.
Thank
you so much for calling in. And do stay connected. Let us know how things are going. And as we've already advocated, I'm here in Milwaukee, so as you do this journey, certainly feel free to reach out and whatever additional resources that we can certainly offer to you, we will make them available.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We will actually be back after this commercial break.
Promote your business with Power Coach Radio. With over 40,000 listeners to date, Power Coach Radio will give you an opportunity to extend your brand through our on-air commercials and social media promotions from the show. Our basic package starts at $75 and includes a professionally produced commercial that you can use for additional marketing. Visit our website, powercoachradio.com/promotion, or email us at powercoachradio@gmail.com. Power Coach Radio. Believe, discover, prosper.
Do you want to find out the secrets to developing healthy relationships? Are you tired of not having success on the dating scene? Can't get along in your current relationships? Or do you keep falling victim to unhealthy relationships? Sometimes you don't need therapy. You just need a good coach. Turn to the reality expert and certified life and relationship coach, Troy Spry. He'll work one-on-one with you to focus on helping you date with purpose and build healthy and long-term relationships. With Troy Spry as your coach, mentor, and motivator, you'll set achievable goals and begin to see results in as little as 1 month. Troy has coached clients worldwide by helping so many get out of their own way and transforming them from victims to victors. He wants to help you as well. Coaching packages begin as low as $100 and come with added support beyond scheduled sessions. Your initial coaching session and consultation is always free. Coaching is available in person as well as over the phone and Skype, so no matter where you are, your coach will be there for you. Troy is also available for group coaching, seminars, and live speaking engagements. Simply visit ExclusiveThoughts.com. That's ExclusiveThoughts.com. Coaching with Troy is where inspiration meets reality. Let's work. You are listening to Power Coach Radio.
Welcome back to Power Coach Radio. I am one of your hosts, Nick Dillon, joined by the lovely Miss Benicia Ponder, and we are back to our next segment here as we take our Power Coach Moment call questions as they come in, but we have our relationship guru in the house, Miss Benicia.
Yay! I'm so excited. I always love this part of the show. Yes.
Yes, indeed. So we are joined live with Mr. Exclusive Thoughts himself, Troy Spry. Welcome to the show, sir.
What's going on, folks? How are y'all today? Nick, Benicia, how are
Troy.
You?
Troy.
Excellent,
good.
Excellent.
It's good. It's good to be on again. I'm so happy to be here again. I'm always happy to be on the show, so thanks for having me.
Great.
We are a regular part of the show now.
Benicia and I said when Troy gets on, we're going to actually put him on the spot.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
So we got Benicia has just a exclusive offer and request for you that we're going to ask you. She's going to ask you live on air before we let you get into your expert opinion.
I'm always ready. They say if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. So I'm ready.
There you go. Okay.
Well, cool. Well, Troy, we just announced Nick and I are teaming up Unstoppable You Revolution and Power Coach Radio, the Believe Coach, all of that. We are teaming up in October for our first retreat cruise, North Miami to the Bahamas, and we would love to have you come and do some relationship stuff on the cruise.
Oh, I would love to do it. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks for even considering me. I would love to do it. So y'all just let me know when, where, what time, and we can make it happen.
Yes, yes. We will let you know all those details. We are, it's going to be our first annual. The theme this year is Life Without Limits. So really talking about taking off those limits, that fear. It goes in line with what Nick does with the whole Believe Coach and what I do with the Unstoppable You Revolution, just bringing Power Coach Radio into the mix and living life without that fear, without those limits or boundaries. And so definitely when it comes to relationships, you know, a lot of times we do have those fears, fear of intimacy, fear of whatever, being hurt again, all those type of fears that we might have. And we would definitely need your expertise on living without limits in that area.
I'm all about that. I'm all about that. So let's just make it happen.
Excellent.
Definitely. So, yay!
Definitely. This has been a month of, as we've advocated earlier, it's been our month of helping us get unstuck. And we've had some great advice throughout the month on helping us with relationships stuck, career, business, life, so on and so forth. And we've taken several even coaching calls and questions around the topic and area, and even entertained some relationship calls with Troy. And what we are looking to do today is Troy's going to talk to us a little bit about, as we manage to not be stuck and we get out of that rut, we're going into the summer. And with us transitioning into the summer, a lot of stuff happens in relationships in the summer. And I don't know if you got some statistics on some hot things that happen in the summer, but what we want is some tips and advice on how do we keep the relationship hot? How do we keep the relationship sizzling and manage to not fall back in the rut of certainly being stuck again?
Absolutely. I've thought about some things that I definitely want to just address. I mean, the first thing is this. A lot of times what you see is during the summertime, a lot of relationships start to fall apart because what happens is people are out again. You know, the sun is out, the days are longer, people are out, they're seeing other people. And let's just be honest, there's a lot of little skirts going on, a lot of maxi dresses, a lot of guys got the shirts off, and you got pool parties, whatever it is. So people's time, they start to wander a little bit and start to compare the person they were all cuddled up with in the winter. They start to compare them to these people that have on half the clothes in the summer. And so that's when it's a breeding ground for affairs and kind of things to happen that normally might not happen, right? So when I talk about couples, and how can we continue to be hot during the summer? I think I look at it in three buckets, kind of the mind, the body, and the soul. You know, how can you keep it hot in those areas? So the first thing I'll address is the mind part of things. Now, one of the reasons that relationships fall apart is we fail to stimulate each other mentally. We fail to kind of challenge each other mentally. So a few of the things that I think that guys can do or even girls can do is teach each other something, right? So find a new skill. Find a new art, whether it's, you know, if you like cars, hey, teach her something about cars. If she likes museums, teach them something about museums, but teach each other something. Because what I find is people think it's sexy to watch or listen to someone teach them about something that they're very passionate about, right? If you're passionate about something and you teach it to your mate, they tend to be a little more interested, even if they don't like it. Even if she hates basketball, you know, if you're passionate about it and you're kind of into it, she tends to think, oh, that's kind of sexy. He really knows this stuff. So mentally, teach each other something new. Another thing I think to stimulate the mind is I love this idea of staycations, right? And you're kind of tricking your mind into thinking that you're out of town, but you're really not. So you're planning a whole day together, and you even get a hotel in the same city. And you just make it a staycation at home, at a home away from home, without having to spend the money to go travel somewhere far out. But you're tricking your mind into thinking that you're away from your problems, maybe you're away from your kids, you're away from issues, and you're just staying together. You're in those moments together. So I think those are good things. A lot of times those hotels have pools and stuff, right? So, I mean, you go out there, you get in the pool, you feel like you're away in Cancun when you're really just at the Alof Hotel. You know what I mean? So I think that's a way to get the mind working again. Those are a few ways. Another thing I think as far as the mind goes where you can impress your mate is, you know, for men, a lot of times, even for women, what we tend to do is, we start to say this, hey, what do you want to do? And the other person says, hey, what do you want to do? And it's this what do you want to do game all the time. And so it gets people frustrated. Well, in the summertime, I think a good idea, since the days are longer, take one mate and have them plan the whole entire day where the other person doesn't have to use their mind so much. They don't have to think about it. They just show up. Those are good tips. That's how, you know, when women see that initiative, they get turned on. When men see the effort she put into it, they get excited about it. So those are ways to keep the mind going. All right, so that's the mind. Y'all clear on those before we go on?
Oh, yeah, we good.
Definitely.
All right, so those are the mind things. When I talk about the body, I think one of the things you can do to spice things up is, let's all admit it, when you're together for a long period of time, you tend to do things the same way all the time. So what I think is you have to start making a conscious effort to at least a few times a week or once a week or whatever it might be to have sex in a different place, other than your bedroom, in your bed with the same thing on, the same routine every night. Maybe tonight you do it in the, you know, the kitchen, or you may go do it in the washroom, or whatever it has to be. But you do it somewhere different, and you make a conscious effort to do that. That keeps you connected. It keeps it more spontaneous. You become closer that way. Another thing that I really think that you can do is do something active together. Right, so that means either you go hiking together, you go to the gym together, you go play tennis together, you go play basketball together. Do things that are active together, because what you do is you release those endorphins, and that's just kind of the natural feel-good drug. So, you know, when you're watching your man work out or you're watching your woman, you know, work out, it kind of turns you on a little bit because they're taking care of themselves and you got those endorphins going. So that's another way to keep things hot. And another thing with body, I think, you know, a lot of women, I think women are at their best when they feel good and sexy about themselves. So it's not just about working out, but I always suggest, hey, if you're a woman, go take a pole dancing class or go take a class that, you know, those classes, I forget what you call it, where you're dancing in the chairs, and then come and use that stuff at home. You know, that's how you keep things hot, you know, because you feel sexy while you're doing it, and then your man will be absolutely floored when you come home and show it to him. So those are the body things I think that we can do. As far as the soul goes, I'm really into find a cause as a couple, right? So whether that be, a health issue or issue in the community, find some sort of cause where you can volunteer and do something bigger than yourselves. I think that's how you become connected, because you dig to another level that's far beyond the surface, but you are connected on some cause that says, hey, we're in this together, and we're doing something better for someone else. And I think those things help connect your souls together. And that's how you keep things hot. I mean, you keep things hot by doing different things. That's just really what it comes down to. Things get stale because we do the same thing over and over and over again. So mind, body, and soul, those are kind of my suggestions for today on how to keep things hot, even in the summertime.
Love it, love it, love it.
Absolutely. Now, Troy, do you have any of this in writing. I wasn't able to take notes. Do you have an article on this or something? Because this was really just something we could use the whole summer long. I love this.
I don't have one, but I think I just created one.
You sure did.
I think I just created a blog on it, so I'll have that out sooner than later. But there's simple things, but there's things that make a difference because we become conscious again. I mean, I always use that word when we have these conversations about being unstuck. It's mm-hmm. only way to be unstuck is to be conscious of why you're stuck in the first place, right? And then you find a way out. But if you don't do that and you just go through the same motions, you will remain in the same place. That's really what it comes down to.
And can you expound a little bit, Troy, on because I think from a relationship standpoint, people need to hear this, and and I even tell my children the same thing, is that people have to remember that just like a job, just like anything that you do is certainly that you're going to put energy in, it has to be ongoing work. Relationships are ongoing work to, A, make them work, and to keep them fresh, them new, you know, to it can get old just like anything else can if you're not willing to put that effort in there.
Oh, absolutely, Dick. I mean, I think that's one of the issues that's one of the biggest reasons for people falling apart in their relationships and divorce even is because you're sold on the movies that it's perfect all the time, every day, and you just want to jump each other's bones every time you see each other. I mean, and that's real for about the first year, right? I mean, but at some point it has to become a different level of connection, and that connection only remains if you are conscious of what you're doing and the effort you're putting in. If you're not putting in that consistent effort, then you're not going to get out of it what you want. So at the end of the day, it's conscious effort every day. I mean, you got to wake up in the morning and say, how can I serve my mate today? You know, what can I do differently? How can I make them happier today? And if we do that, if we have that mindset, then our relationships will last a lot longer. But when we have the mindset of what can she do for me or what can he do for me, then all of a sudden it's stale, right? Because if you got two people with that same negative mindset, or not even negative, but kind of a self-serving mindset, then nobody ever accomplishes anything. And then you get mad at each other, and now you divorce, and now you say, hey, marriage is bad, right? So it definitely is. You have to be realistic about it. And if you're not realistic about it, then you don't have fair expectations. When you don't have fair expectations, you don't know how to behave. So that's really what it comes down to. I'm glad you brought that up, Nick.
Right. Because if you're going to make it, you know, keeping it nice, hot, sizzling requires, you know, I take it to the coaching mindset, out-of-the-box thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, out-of-the-box thinking to surprise, to make smile, to make happy. And to me, when you go through that process, you know, I like the whole mindset of, just being creative about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I like, you know, plotting and planning something that I know is going to make her excited and happy about it, you know, and just doing different things that I think nobody else is doing so she can go and brag on it, you know. That's like big.
Oh, man, that's icing on the cake right there.
You know?
That's icing on the cake. If she can put it on Facebook or Instagram, oh, man, they love that. Absolutely love it. Yeah. So I agree with you, Nick. I mean, the planning is really what it – like when I mentioned that thing about the mind, I talked about planning a whole day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about extravagant things. I'm talking about but just putting the effort into saying, I'm going to make sure the whole day you're taken care of and you don't have to think about anything.
Exactly.
That's simply – that changes the game, especially for a guy doing that for a woman, right? Because mm-hmm. she's like, wow, that shows leadership, it shows initiative, it becomes sexy to her because it shows strength. So, I mean, just doing those things, it doesn't have to be extravagant, but just the fact that you planned it is awesome for them. Absolutely. I'm glad you guys took something from it and I hope the audience did too.
Absolutely. Yes, and as soon as you get that blog post done, make sure we post it in Power Coach Radio on Facebook so we can share it with everybody.
Hey, I got one question though, Lisa. You gonna go take that pole dancing class?
You know what? I've done that before. Yes.
Okay.
It's fun. It's so much fun.
Now Nick and I are gonna challenge you to go use what you learned.
Well, I have already.
Do it again this summer.
Yeah, you know what, Troy? Nick and I had a conversation a couple of weeks ago. We were supposed to, talk about something, and I missed it. And I was like, "Oh, Nick, you know what? I was cooking." And he said, "You know what? You're putting Troy's choice tips into practice." I was like, "Yes, I am."
There you go. It's small, simple stuff, right? It's not rocket science. It's just small stuff that we have to be conscious of. That's it. And I'm guilty as anybody else at getting routine, you know, so I have to come and be conscious again. That's all it really comes down to, being conscious.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So thanks for having me again. If I can do anything else, y'all let me know. I'm so excited about the cruise, so please keep me posted.
Will do. Yes, definitely. And Troy, tell everybody, this is our last episode for the season until September, so tell everybody how they can get in contact with you and stay tuned with you for all this wonderful relationship advice.
Absolutely. So if you're listening to the show, I will ask you to do one thing. Visit my website, www.exclusivethoughts.com. That's XKLUSIVE thoughts.com. And when you visit that, you can find me on Instagram, which is @exclusive5, or you can find me on Twitter, @exclusive5, or you can find me on Facebook and like my page, @exclusivethoughts. So I'm everywhere, but if you go to my website, you can find me everywhere. So I really do appreciate being on this season, and I can't wait to be back. I hope we've touched some lives, and I know you guys have, but I'll listen as well. So thanks so much for having me on. Thanks so much.
Definitely. We appreciate you, Troy, and we can't wait to hear about your adventures of the summer and the great advice that you'll be able to give us as we kick off our season premiere show this fall.
All right, let's make it happen. I appreciate it.
Indy?
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Troy.
Bye.
We will be right back after this commercial break.
The Believe Coach, Nicholas Dillon, is here to serve you. As a professional coach, author, educator, and consultant, Mr. Dillon is available for all of your empowerment needs. Whether you're seeking positive change in your life or in need of a professional speaker for your upcoming event, seminar, or workshop, the Believe Coach can help. Simply call 866-305-9818. That's 866-305-9818. Or visit online at nicholasdillon.com. You can also follow him on social media, on Facebook, The Believe Coach, on Twitter, @LifeCoachNick. The Believe Coach, Nicholas Dillon. Find your greatness within. You are listening to Power Coach Radio.
We are back with Power Coach Radio. I am your host, Nick Dillon, joined by the lovely Miss Benicia Ponder. And Miss B, we actually had one more caller that was online with us to ask their Power Coach question, but it looks like they have dropped off. But that's okay, because we'll invite them to stay connected, and I'll reach out to them and get their information so that we can still give them advice based on what question they have, or certainly invite them to our recording of our fall show. So this was a good show.
Yes, definitely. I absolutely enjoyed it. I love the tips that Troy shared. because really what he shared was something that we can apply in all areas of our lives when we're thinking about keeping the motivation going and staying unstuck in all areas of our lives. We have to just be consistently conscious of what we're doing with our minds, our bodies, and our souls. We have to hone in and really make it a practice. You know, what you said before, that it takes some work to maintain. It's not just something that's going to happen and we just leave it. We have to really be maintaining it, because even a well-manicured lawn will grow weeds if you don't, you know, keep it up. So you have to make sure that you're maintaining your relationships, your health, your wealth and finances, your career, every aspect of your life. Be conscious about it and really put in the work to make it happen.
Yes. And so this brings us to a close of our spring season of Power Coach Radio. We ask that you certainly join us the first Friday after Labor Day for our premiere show for the fall. And stay tuned during the summer. You might see some promotions online where Benicia and I may do a few podcasts and empowerment things through the show, just to transition into the fall. So you'll still be getting some stuff from us, and you can certainly feel free to reach out and connect with us either through our website, powercoachradio.com, our social media, Power Coach Radio, and even emailing powercoachradio@gmail.com. And certainly please listen to our archive shows with Great Advice from Troy, Power Coach Moment, questions that Benicia and I have answered live on air, as well as the information that our wonderful guests have shared live on air with us as well. So great season, Miss B, and we will stay connected throughout the summer, and I can't wait to get back this fall.
Yes, definitely. So, guys, have a wonderful summer. Have lots of fun and be on purpose with your living. We will see you again in September.
Excellent.
Bye-bye.
This has been another empowering episode of Power Coach Radio. Please visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/powercoachradio. Nick and Benicia will be back again next week. Until then, remember, believe, discover, and prosper.